And first grader and younger children, you can be dismissed to downstairs.
Actually, can we change that?
Pastor Andy would like the first grader and younger to stay in the sanctuary, so...
Just for today.
只有今天, 我们小孩子都留在这里,
Next time, I don't know.
下一次没有关系。
Because today's message has something to do with our kids.
今天因为我们的信息跟孩子们都有关的。
And today's message will impact them and bring them back to faith.
我们今天的信息也可以带领他们也同样的到上帝的面前。
Because there is something missing that we want to address.
因为有些事情是我们常常忽略的事情。
But before then, some people want to know, Pastor Andy, you know, it's been 1,000 days. What have you been doing?
我们可能很多人想问说，卓牧师已经有1000多日子，你到底在做什么事？
I asked one of our brothers. He said, David Lee said, 2 years, 9 months. I was ready to get how many weeks, how many days, how many seconds. I don't know. But then two years and 9 months.
李伯伯说，两年九个月，已经很时间过了。
Okay, someone's counting. Okay, that's nice. God has blessed abundantly, grace upon grace.
神恩惠的恩典，恩上加恩的带领着卓牧师。
For the first year in 2008, we had a wonderful time with our parents.
在 2008年的时候呢, 他跟他的父母亲有很多很好的时间相聚在一起。
And so, Hillary's parents lived on Long Island, my parents lived in Brooklyn.
卓师母的, 父母亲住在 Long Island, 而他的父母亲呢, 就住在, Brooklyn.
And at the end of 2008, things began to happen.
到了2008年年底的时候呢, 有一些事情发生。
That's when Hillary's mom was diagnosed with lung cancer.
卓师母她的母亲得了这个乳癌。
And last year, we buried her in China.
去年,他们埋葬她在中国。
Also, Hillary's older brother, David, had a stroke, and so a lot of things suddenly became Hillary and my responsibility
to take care of.
But still, we had a wonderful time with our parents. And when God and I had this agreement. God said, you take care of my family, I'll take care of your family.
神说你若是照顾我的家, 我也会照顾你的家。
And so we have that understanding.
所以我们那有彼此的一个认识。
But now my father is 92 years old.
现在卓牧师的父亲已经92岁了。
And next year, Hillary's father will be 90 years old.
明年Hillary的父亲也是会92岁。
And so for us to be by their sides and to spend that good time, no regrets.
我们非常的没有后悔的，可以花这样的时间与我们的年老的父母亲相聚在一起，实在是一个神的事情。
And so, young people, I hope you also will come to appreciate your parents.
所以对年轻人，你盼望你能够珍惜你的父母亲。
While they're still healthy,
当他们还健康的时候,
while they still have their hair,
当他们还有头发的时候,
spend good time with them, love them.
爱他们,
and so with that, I say thank you, CCCM, because I had to leave here to be with my mom and dad.
为此他也要感谢米成华的教会，他离开这里可以跟他的父母亲在一起。
And God has done abundantly filled me with a lot of joy.
神也用许多的喜乐充满在他的身上。
Because my dad, who 18 years ago called me an idiot,
我的父亲在18年前说我是一个愚昧的人。
He gave me three, in Chinese, 300.
他给他300.
白养,白读,白痴。白养,白读。白养, I raised you for nothing.
白养。
白读, you went to all these years of schooling for nothing.
上那么多学,结果什么都没有做到。白痴,
you are good for nothing.
白痴。
But the same dad, this year, on his birthday, called Hillary and I to himself.
今年的时候呢, 同样的父亲在他生日的那一天,
And he said, Andy, Hillary, now that you've chosen this path, I want you to do this one thing. He said, pray. So God has done increasingly bigger and bigger miracles in my father's life. Also, the church in Brooklyn.
在伯格林的教会呢, 华人教会,
it was started 40 years ago. But towards the end of 2007, it was almost folding.
到了2007年的时候呢, 这个教会几乎要垮掉了。
I did not know about it.
他并不知道这些事情的发生。
This was my home church.
这是他原来的教会。
And when I was baptized 1977 in Brooklyn Church.
他1977年的时候呢,
so this is my home church, and when I got back to my home church, I was the Chinese pastor.
而他回去之后,
an American grown kiddo, now the Chinese pastor.
所以我妈妈说我的中文进步好多。 So my mom said my Chinese is getting better.
My English is getting bad.
我英文开始变坏了。
广东话进步好多。Cantonese also, 台湾话现在也说得很好。
Taiwanese is also getting better too.
So all these things my mom said really good.
所以她的母亲说非常好。
Everybody else is a liar, my mom does not lie.
她的母亲常常,别人都会说话,但她母亲是不会说谎。
So my mom said, Andy, you really, really improved your Chinese, I'm so glad you came back.
她的母亲说,你的中文越来越好,很高兴你能够回到纽约。
And so the church at that time, the English side was down to 27 people.
英文部在那个时候呢,只剩下27个人。
And the Chinese side was down to 43 people.
中文呢,只有43个人。
But now God has changed that.
但是上帝做了很奇妙的工作。
So the English side has about 110.
现在英文大概有100个人。
And the Chinese side also about 100.
英文也差不多100个人。
And whereas we didn't have any children because they didn't want to come to church.
我们并没有孩子们,因为他们不喜欢来教会。
But then now there are over 40 to 60 kids every Sunday.
每一个主日现在大概有40到60个孩子来教会。
So it's not that Milwaukee lost anything, God still blessed Milwaukee.
上帝在Milwaukee教会并没有失去任何的事情,因为上帝仍然祝福Milwaukee的教会。
But then the Brooklyn Church, God is again reviving for His kingdom's sake.
但是为了上帝的荣耀的缘故呢，神复兴了Brooklyn的教会。
So I thank you for your prayers.
我谢谢大家的祷告。
And I thank you for the support.
我也谢谢大家的支持。
And it was only in Milwaukee where I learned Chinese.
因为是在Milwaukee他开始学中文的。
And so you are all my Chinese school teachers.
所以各位都是他的中文老师。
So I thank you very much for that.
我感谢神。
And I believe God is very pleased with that.
因为神的得到荣耀。
But again, I want to come back. There's something missing that we need to address.
然后有一些事情是我们需要特别注意的。
Especially our English speaking.
特别是我们讲英文的弟兄姐妹。
I say that because I've been an English pastor for over, what, 15, 18 years now.
因为卓牧师已经在英文部的侍奉做传道已经有18年的时间。
And I know the frustrations of an English pastor.
我也知道一个做英文牧师的一个他身上的那个挫折感。
Usually when you want something done in a Chinese church, the Chinese side does it.
希望你当时你希望做一些侍奉的时候，在中文部通常都可以做得到。
The English side,
但是在英文部,
yeah. Good translation. Good translation. And the Chinese side has a mission.
中文部通常都有他们的使命。
But the English side lacks one.
但是呢, 英文似乎好像没有。
And the English side is usually the do something for the Chinese side kids.
很多的时候呢, 英文是为了去 照顾中文的孩子而做的。
And so many of you who grew up in CCCM,
所以我们当中很多在米城长大的孩子们,
you are here not because you want to.
很多时候你来这个教会并不是你喜欢来的。
You are here because you have to.
我说你来这地方是你必须要来的。
I hope to change that for you.
我希望能够改变。
Not because Andy has anything to say, but God's word has something to say to David.
并不是卓牧师能够说了什么东西, 而是愿意神,
has something to say to Michael.
神对Michael说的,
for Dean,
对Dean讲的,
for
any one of you who are ABCs.
对每一个 ABC 的孩子们说的。
I was at a conference last year.
去年他在一个聚会的里面。
And the first speaker got up and said, "Do not do the ABCs."
第一个讲员站起来说，不要做 ABC.
Because the North American churches, all they care about is attendance, budget, and church building.
因为在美国的华人教会，很多的时候我们只谈到经济啊、财经啊，还有参加人数等等。
And then I got up and said, "You better pay attention to your ABCs."
然后我上去就说，你必须要注意 ABC.
The American-born Chinese.
美国生的长中国人
Because a lot of these pastors, the Chinese pastors, they've never heard this before.
因为很多的中国的传道人他从来没有听过这样的
事情 They build big churches.
他们盖一个大的教会
And they spend big money.
他们也花很多的钱
And yet, when they are gone, nobody takes their building.
而当这些人走开的时候离开的时候没有人照顾这个教堂
The Chinese side is starting to die.
因此中文部会渐渐的死去
Why?
为什么?
No more jobs in North America.
因为当在北美没有工作的时候
They're all going back to China.
他们要回到中国去
They call them return turtles.
他们叫做回归回去的乌龟
And so the Chinese side suddenly realizes, wait a minute, the English side is not taking the baton.
忽然的中文部呢觉得英文部没有接下这一个棒子。
And they build a big building, a nice building, but the English side is like, so?
他们带一个很大的教会但是英文认为 so? 怎么样
And so many of the parents, you know, because your kids don't come to this church.
在我们在座的很多的父母你都知道因为你的孩子现在不来这个教会。
And your kids probably don't even go to church.
你的孩子可能以后甚至不去教会。
But mom and dad's Chinese church is not the American-born church.
然而这北美的华人教会不是美国的教会。
I hope to change that.
我希望能够改变。
I hope to give the English-speaking, the ABCs, a mission.
我们希望能够给这些在美国长大的孩子们有一个使命。
Let's start with God's global plan of redemption.
你来看神的全球的计划，救赎的计划。
Because God created people in order to...Love him and to obey him and to glorify him.
上帝创造人是为了要爱人，甚至他的目的是要人能够荣耀他。
But our first parents sinned against God.
然后我们最早的母亲亚当夏娃他们违背了神。
And the joke goes that if Adam were Chinese, we would not be in this mess.
很多的时候，假如亚当是中国人，他就不会有这些事情。
Because he would not eat the apple, he would eat the snake.
他不会吃这个苹果，他会吃这个蛇。
Then we are not being this, but we are in this mess. It's called sin.
然后我们却在这个光景当中，因为在罪恶的里面。
And so God set forth His plan of redemption.
所以神就建立了他救赎的计划。
And so it says, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel."
所以我要叫女人和女人后裔，甚至蛇跟后裔，他要伤他的脚。
And so this is God's.Beginning his plan of redemption.
这是神救赎计划的开始。
And so he's going to start choosing people.
所以神要选择一些人。
And so he first chose Abraham, the first man.
所以他最早选择了亚伯拉罕成为第一个人。
And from Abraham, even at, what, 100 years old.
但是我们知道亚伯拉罕他100岁的时候。
My dad is 92.
我的父亲90岁。
That means he won't have a son until 8 years later.
他并不会有意思说他等到8年之后他才会有孩子。
That's pretty strong guy.
要很健康的人。
And God chose through Abraham Isaac, the first family.
然后上帝拣选了亚伯拉罕生了以撒第一个家庭。
And then from Isaac he chose Jacob to be the first nation.
从以撒他拣选了雅各成为第一个国家的。
And the first nation he called Israel, Yisrael.
第一个国家神叫做以色列 Israel.
And according to God's plan, it was from Israel that he was going to bless the world.
根据上帝的计划，要借着以色列这个国家而祝福全世界。
To fulfill his promise to Abraham.
他要实现他给亚伯拉罕的应许。
And so God then not only chose a people for himself.
所以上帝不仅拣选了人。
What do we all want?
我们希望什么?
Land.
我们希望有地图。
You come and
live the American dream.
你来美国希望有一个美国的梦.
And so you want your own house.
希望买一个你自己的房子.
Oh, you should see my house now in New York City.
应该来看看我在纽约的房子.
It's smaller than my garage in Brookfield.
比他以前在Brookfield的garage还小.
My Brookfield garage, I could put three cars. Well, to you, it's nothing. Three cars!
在Brookfield garage,他可以放三个车.
Now in my... My house in Brooklyn is 20 by 30.
他在Brooklyn的房子是 20乘30.
It feels like I'm living in Hong Kong.
好像他住在香港。
And so Emmett's room and Artisha's room is 6 by 10, 6 by 12.
Emmett's room is 6×12.
How do you get in? Like this.
怎么进去?
You say, well, isn't it crowded? They had big rooms in Brookfield. They had Hong Kong rooms in New York.
在纽约他们住的好像在香港一样。
Those of you who are from Hong Kong, you know what I mean.
你从香港来你就知道这个意思了。
And so we stacked them.
所以我们把很多东西都叠起来。
So Emmett and Jenny gets one room.
Emmett and Jenny
他们住于同一个房间。 And Artisha and Derek gets another room.
Alicia 跟 Derek 住另外一个房间。
And people say, well, don't they get used to it?
然后他们习惯吗?
Yes, they get used to it.
他们一定要习惯。
See, when you're asleep, you don't worry about how big your room is.
因为当你睡觉的时候，你并不在乎你的房间有多大。
But I also have a three car driveway.
它有一个三个车子的一个。
So when you come to New York,
所以当你来纽约的时候,
you don't have to find parking. I got parking for you.
你可以不用找这个 parking, 我可以给你 parking.
See what $750,000 can buy you in New York.
在750块钱，你可以在纽约买一个。
75万。
75万。
But when you come here, we want land.
我们来美国，我们希望有地图。
And so God had His people.
所以神有他的人。
And He gave them land.
然后给他们一个地。
Just as we then have our families.
就好像我们成为一个家庭一样。
And we want our space. We want our land.
我们希望有空间，我们希望有房子。
And God said to Abraham, on that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham and said, to your descendants, I give this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates.
那日神与亚伯拉罕立约，说我赐给你的后裔从埃及直到伯大河之地。
How big is that land? Well, he repeats that again in Deuteronomy 11:24.
在申命记11章的时候，神再一次的重复这个地有多大。
He says, every place where you set your foot will be yours. Your territory extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the Euphrates River to the Western Sea.
神说，你脚所踏之地，从旷野、尼巴嫩，并且你们大河直到西海，都要作为你们的界限。
How big is that?
你知道这个地有多大吗？
Kids, how big is that?
孩子们，你知道有多大吗？
This is how big is it?
这就是它多大。
Compared to United States,
若是与美国比较,
it is about the size of everything west of the Mississippi.
比较的话，好像是
everything west of the Mississippi.
没有比Mississippi西边还大的。
Mississippi西边所有的美国。 西边的美国。 Okay. And so that's how big this is. But you have to go beyond that.
And so 我们知道要超过这个的.
Because if you go and look at, this is Saudi Arabia.
你看那是沙特阿拉伯在下面.
And so the real, the artist here just draw a straight line. No. No, not the straight line. You have to include the whole desert.
这时候你要必须连沙漠也算进去。
If you count the whole desert, this is about the size of the entire state of Alaska, more than half the United States.
若是整个加起来的话, 大概是阿拉斯加的这么一大块地。
But how big is Israel now?
但是你知道以色列现在有多大吗?
Pastor Steve's been, Steve Jing's been there, right?
我已经去过以色列。
Okay, how big is it? It's about New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah, it's about the size of New Jersey.
差不多是纽约西这么大。
People in New Jersey think they're in New York.
纽约西他们认为他们在纽约。
You don't have to tell
that.
Okay. So it looks, okay. It looks like this, and then in B.C. 922.
在 B.C. 922年的时候。
In Chinese, they call it 公元, and in English we call it the Common Era.
英文叫做 Common Era.
But I like to bypass that.
我们越过那个.
Because before the Common Era, we called it BC before Christ.
事实上，我们应该说 BC 是 before Christ.
And the Common Era is actually AD, Anno Domini, Year of Our Lord.
AD 意思是说主来之后的日子。
And so the entire line and perspective of history is measured by Jesus Christ.
然后我们知道上帝所预备的人的历史是借着耶稣基督来衡量的。
So I want to reclaim that label, that name.
因此所以我们要把这个信息再一次带来。
So BC 922 years BC Solomon had conquered all of the Middle East.
我们知道922年的时候，所罗门他征服了这个中亚的地方。
And so if you look at the blue and the green area, that's how far it extended. That was Israel.
我们如果是看这个蓝色的，就是当时候以色列的所占有的地图。
Then he why this particular place?
为什么上帝特别拣选这个地方呢？
Because it was the center of the known world at that time.
因为在那个时候的世界，以色列是世界的中心。
So kids, yeah, you can pay attention. These are nice diagrams. I spent a lot of time making them.
孩子们，你可以看我花了很多时间准备这个。
So if you want to go from Asia to Africa, you have to go through the center of the world, Middle East.
若是你要从亚洲到非洲，你必须要经过以色列。
If you want to go from Europe to Africa or to Asia, you have to go through the Middle East.
若是你从前面那个亚非欧洲要到亚洲或其他地方，也是要经过以色列。
Same thing. So the center point of everything was the Middle East.
当时候的世界的中心就在中东这个地方。
And so, like one particular puppet said, location, location, location.
很多的时候我们常讲地方，地方，地方是最重要的一个因素。
And so God knows about location, location, location.
我们相信上帝是知道地方的重要性，地方。
And so God chose the center, and everybody's got to come to the center.
所以上帝拣选了一个中心的地方，而所有人都必须经过这个中心的地方。
And that's why He chose, I believe, the Middle East.
所以我们相信这就为什么上帝拣选中东这个地方。
And this was how God was to use this people called Israel.
而就上帝拣选了这一群的人叫做以色列人。
He said, observe them carefully.
他说你要谨守遵行。
For this will show your wisdom and your understanding to the nations who will hear about all these decrees and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
这要叫你们做万民的智慧聪明，他们听见这一切，律律必说，这大国的民真是有智慧。
Those who live on the east side,
这些我们住在东边的人,
you know, what are the better neighborhoods?
你会知道你的邻居什么是最好的邻居啊?
What neighborhoods?
Neighborhoods.
Yeah, which do you want to live in Sherwood, right?
I want to show Whitefish Bay.
And Whitefish Bay, White Folks Bay, right? 点解啊? Why?
为什么呢?
Because all the professors are Jewish.
因为很多的教授他们是犹太人。
And they build big mansions on the east side.
他们在这个东边盖了很大的房子。
And all the professors teach at UWM.
很多在UWM教书的老师。
And so it is a Jewish neighborhood.
所以这是一个犹太人的一个社区。
And so when in New York, and also I find out in Wisconsin, if you see a Jew house,
在纽约同样的在威斯康星墙，你看那个犹太人的房子。
And Chinese people love Jew houses.
很多的中国人也喜欢跟犹太人在一起。
They want those nice Jew houses.
他们喜欢跟犹太人在一起。
And so they build big Jew houses.
所以他们盖大的这个犹太人的房子。
Because when they come to America, most likely they have six graduate students, everyone squeezed together in the same room.
然后他们成为研究生的，常常是六个人住在一个小小的房间。
You know who you are.
知道我们可能走过的。
Or you are immigrants, new immigrants.
或者你是新移民的人。
And then all four kids and your mom and dad squeeze into one room.
四个孩子跟一个爸妈挤在一个小小的房间。
We've all been there.
我们曾经都走过这样路。
And then when we see those Jew houses, we say, "Ooh, one day I want one of those."
我们看到这犹太人房子，我们说有一天我就要这样的房子。
Those Jewish people, they're rich.
那些犹太人是有钱的。
Those Jewish people, they're smart.
他们很聪明。
Look at what kind of neighborhoods they have.
看他们所居住的环境是怎么样。
And so Koreans and Chinese people love to go where the Jewish people go.
所以很多韩国人跟中国人喜欢跟着犹太人去。
If you follow the development of Milwaukee and Waukesha,
你若是看Milwaukee跟Waukesha的这个市区的发展,
wherever the Jewish people go, that's where the Korean and the Chinese people want.
犹太人去哪里，很多的中国人跟韩国人就去哪里。
Because those are the best school districts.
通常那都是最好的学区。
And also have the most, the higher tax regions.
通常一般而言，他们的税也特别的高。
But during the 50s and 60s, there was an urban flight.
在50年跟60年代的时候，有一个社区的改变。
And so the rich Jews moved west.
很多的有钱的犹太人搬到西边去了。
To a new developing area.
到一个新的社区。
Called what? New Berlin and Brookfield.
Brookfield, 所以的开始。
So wherever the Jews go, you get these Jew houses.
所以无论犹太人去哪里，他们都盖了一个犹太人的房子。
But you know, I have to ask again. Please bear with me.
但是我慢慢来。
They work 6 days and Chinese people work 7 days.
他们工作六天，我们中国人工作七天。
We still lose to them.
我们仍然输给他们。
How come?
为什么呢？
Because they've got God's blessing.
主要原因，他们给上帝的祝福。
Think about it.
想一想。
Chinese people, do we work any less hard than they?
我们中国人绝不会比他们少工作的。
And yet, 6 days, they do better than Chinese people.
但是他们做六天，他们却比我们中国人还好。
Okay, it might be some exceptions, right? But then, still, in general, this is God's promise to the Jews.
这是上帝给犹太人的一个应许。
And then when they bless, when he blesses Israel, the world will say, wow, this is a great nation, a wise and understanding people.
当上帝祝福以色列的时候，众人都认为说，的确，这个是一个有智慧。
Fast forward 400 years to David. And then David said, all the nations you have made will come and worship before you, O Lord. They will bring glory to your name.
大卫说，万民都要来敬拜你，他们要荣耀你的名。
And so God's design was to bless the Israel people so much that the world would say, yeah, the Jew house, I want that Jew God.
因为众世人看到上帝祝福以色列，所以众人也希望好像有羡慕他们。
And so that was God's plan.
那是上帝的计划。
Even in Zechariah 5, during 520 BC.
在撒迦利亚书里面也同样的讲到。
And he said, many peoples and powerful nations will come to Jerusalem to seek the Lord Almighty and entreat them. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In those days, 10 men from all languages and nations will take hold of one Jew by the hem of his robe and say, let us go with you because we have heard that God is with you.
在那个时候，撒迦利亚说到世界末了的时候，大家因为羡慕以色列国人，10个人当中就有一个人说要走到，要跟以色列一起去锡安。 你们发现容易去，什么是容易带人来教会的呢？
Hard.
很难的。
You can't pay them.
有时候付钱给他们来。
But this is God's original plan.
但是这是上帝原来的计划。
He was going to bless you so much.
上帝要祝福他们。 他们会跪下来这样做。
They're grabbing the hem of your dress.
And
they are prostrate to you saying, take us to your Lord. Because we have heard that God is with you. All because these people obey God's command. Did that happen?
但是有发生吗?
But no.
没有。
They sin against God. And so in about 600 BC, God destroyed the northern Israel. In 586 BC, God destroys Judah, the southern kingdom. And then 70 AD, God does it a third time. He destroys all of Israel and the temple again.
70 AD.
So what's God to do now?
上帝现在要做什么?
His plan A is terminated. Now God goes for the fake, comes up with a plan B. But his plan B came before plan A. Would you believe that?
事实上我们知道上帝更好的计划是在他原来的计划之前。
We go back to Noah.
我们回到挪亚的时候。
God says, and through Noah, he is a prophet, he blesses his children.
我们知道挪亚也是上帝所命令的一个先知，他祝福他的子孙。
Brothers and sisters,
今天弟兄姐妹,
we can also bless our kids.
我们今天也可以祝福我们的儿女们。
With God's word.
用上帝的话语。
With education.
教育。
With all that we have, we want to bless our children.
接着我们所有的东西，我们都可以祝福我们的儿女。
But be very careful because most cultures, parents know how to give money. They don't know how to give what? Values.
很多的时候，大多数的人他们知道怎么给钱，但他们却不知道怎么样给他们一个价值。
And here, kids, you have to pay attention.
然后孩子们，你必须要注意。
Because you should have gone to Chinese school.
很多时候我们你
去 go to go Chinese school，
要去中文学校，
要去中文学校。I started losing hair when I was 17.
我开始掉头发是我17岁的时候，他啦，不是我。
But I also lost my hair another way.
但是同时他也有另外一个方法失去了头发，掉头发。
At age 7, my mom forced me to go to Chinese school.
在我七岁的时候呢，我的母亲强迫我去中文学校。
Because she went to Chinatown to buy vegetables.
因为她去中国城买蔬菜。
And the lady spoke Thoi San.
因为那个卖菜人说台山话。
And then she said to my mom, 同人不懂讲同话吗？
她跟说我不知道你到底说什么话。
She said, Chinese people don't speak Chinese. She learned her Cantonese from Russell Peters. Anyway.
她的母亲学这个广东话。
So my mom says, 我们是讲国语的。We speak Chinese Mandarin.
我母亲说他们是说中文的。
But you have to know,This was 1970 in New York City.
你必须要在1970年的时候的纽约。
If you don't speak Thoi San, you don't get to buy anything.
那个时候，你若不说台山话，你连买菜都没办法。
It's either speak Thoi San or starve to death.
或者说台山话，或者你就要饿死。
Yeah. And so my mom was not going to starve to death.
但是我母亲绝对不会饿死的。
So she said, "You," and she pointed at me.
她就跟我说，跟左牧师说
，"You are going to Chinese school."
说你要去上中文学校
，and I said no, I'm American, I don't want to go to Chinese school.
我是美国人，我绝对不要去上中文学校。
And she grabbed my hair.
她就抓了我的头发。
And she said, "You go to Chinese school, or I kill you." I don't want to demonstrate. She went.
她说你不去上中文学校，我就把你头发抓掉了。
She said, "You either go to Chinese school and learn Cantonese, 广东话。
啊、所以你去中文学校学广东话
or die
或者去死
and I said I want to die 我不信我要死 and she said no you don't no you so I went to Chinese school
所以他去上中文学校
and God blessed that
上帝却祝福这件事情
because now she's got a Chinese pastor in her church
就因为这样他现在教会的牧师是中文传道人
And if you know your Chinese,
假如你知道你的中文
don't forget your roots.
不要忘了你的根啊。
If you know Chinese, then you've got half the world as your customers.
假如你知道中文，有一半的人将会是你生意的对象的人。
AT&T and the Fortune 500, they're looking for those who know English and Chinese.
很多 AT&T 这些大公司，他们都在找这些懂中文的人啊。
And so the 21st century is called the Century of China.
我们知道二十一世纪，我们叫做中国人的世纪。
Whoever doesn't do business with China, they're left behind.
假如谁跟中国人不做生意，他们将被这世界所淘汰。
And there's a reason for this as well.
你知道吗？这其实是有原因的。
But then it's also entailed in today's talk. Let's go to the next frame.
Okay.
Oh, I shout too loud, right? Okay. So it's okay. From the mouths of babes, he has ordained praise.
从婴孩的口中，神发出赞美。
And so I really prefer the little kids with us.
所以我希望小孩子能够一起聚会。
Because they learn the most when they sit with their parents.
因为当他们与他们父母亲坐在一起的时候，他们学到更多的事情。
ADD is because they don't sit with their parents.
很多的时候 ，ADD 的孩子，因为他们都跟父母不跟父母亲坐在一起。
But now let's go to Chinese school.
我们现在去离开。
The word boat,
船
has the boat radical and what?
旁边已经有船了。
And eight mouths.
然后八个口。
And so the first boat ever constructed in the history of the world had how many people in it? Eight people.
人类的第一个船有几个人在里面呢？有八个人。
It was Noah and his wife.
挪亚跟他的太太。
There are three sons and three daughter-in-laws.
他们三个儿子跟三个媳妇。
No coincidence.
不是偶然的。
No coincidence.
不是偶然的。
And there's a whole book written about Chinese characters that, because it's picture characters, and it reflects Genesis the book of Genesis.
有一本书，它特别讲到很多中国字，它反映这个创世纪里面很多的事情。
Then you also got to know the Bible. The Bible is a history book of the universe.
我们必须要认识，圣经是一个历史，也不是一个宇宙的一个。
And so before I talk about Noah and how he blesses his sons, and how, I need to sort of get this thing out of the way. He had to build an ark, a big boat.
我们知道在挪亚的时候呢。 他建了一个很大的一个船。
It was 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high.
450个尺长, 75尺宽, 还是45尺高。
It looks something like this.
看起来好像这样这个图。
Now this was designed about 5,000 plus years ago.
这个大概是5,000年以前所造的一个图。
But then now in modern times, we understand that this design is the best flotation design.
然后今天的科技认为这样的一个设计是一个最好的一个浮的在船水上的东西。
If you look at any super oil tanker,
假如你落到这个大的这个油船的话,
it's designed to carry a large capacity.
那些大的油船他们要带很多的东西。
A lot of capacity and flotation.
然后在很多的东西, 然后还要在海上能够浮动。
And so the best flotation measurements and design is Noah's Ark.
然后最好的一个设计却是挪亚的方舟。
So this was God's original design.
这是上帝最原始的一个设计。
Shipbuilders only found out about 100 years ago.
只有在100年以前造船人才了解这个设计。
But then God's word also said that Noah's Ark came to rest on Mount Ararat.
然后我们知道圣经讲说最后这个船在Mount Ararat这个地方停下来了。
So if you look at the map on the right side next to Iran,
在这个伊朗的旁边有一个ARAT这个地方。
This is Mount Ararat.
这个是Mount Ararat现在的。
There's a real mountain.
这是真正的一个山。
And God said, God's word tells us in Genesis chapter 8 that the ark rested on Mount Ararat.
圣经上告诉我们最后这个方舟就停在这个山的上面。
And Noah came out.
挪亚他出了船,
the eight people, and he offered sacrifice to God.
他们有献祭给神,
and then you have to ask, is this all true?
你要问一个问题, 这是真的吗?
Kids, you are in luck.
小孩子们, 你们是有幸福的,
you are extremely blessed today. Because 30 years ago, somebody asked me this question. If God's word is true, how come we haven't found the ark? And I said, it's because we haven't found it. At that time, all I could do is take it by faith.
很多时候,
but a lot of kids came to youth group and said, this is just made up stories. I don't believe it. I'm out of here.
很多的时候我们孩子们他们 在圣经课,孩子的program里面,他们说,这些只是圣经的故事,我不相信。
But then, 2008,
2008年的时候,
a expedition group from Hong Kong,
有一个探险的组,他们是从香港来的。
And they discovered this. Can we turn down the lights?
他们找到了一些东西。
Can we turn down the lights?
把后面的灯稍微关一下。
This guy's name is Panda Lee.
这个人叫做Panda Lee.
No joke.
Lee Panda.
Yeah, so he led the expedition. This is what they found.
他带了一个探险队,他们找到了这些东西。
And it was found at 4,000 meters on Mount Ararat.
差不多4,000尺这么高的高山的上面的时候呢,他们找到了一些东西。
Two things are renowned for being that high.
只有两件事情能够留在这么高的山上。
Number one, very cold.
第一非常冷,
and the air is very thin.
空气也非常的稀薄,
and so with lower grades of oxygen, people cannot live beyond 35,000 meters.
3,500 meters. 因为空气稀薄的人,一般的人在3,500公尺高的地方是没办法居住。
And because also beyond that level, it is so cold, you can't live up there.
也因为在那么高的高度里面,很多人都没办法居住在那里的。
But the nice thing about being cold and without oxygen,
低冷又没有空气的话，有什么好处呢？
And those of you who are chemistry majors, I was almost a chemistry major, oxidation is minimized.
很多时候对于那些懂化学人就知道在这样的光景当中氧化是有限的。
If you visit the Statue of Liberty,
假如你去看 Statue of Liberty 的话,
it's made of copper.
它是用铜所造的。
But what does it look like?
但是你知道今天看什么,
it looks green.
看起来好像是绿色的,
or blue.
或者是蓝色的,
Why?
为什么呢?
Oxidation.
因为被氧化了。
But because in the high elevation levels, oxygen is very low.
然后在高山的时候, 因为空气很稀薄,
and because it's very cold,
然后也非常的冷,
it will preserve things.
所以会把东西可以保存下来。
And so in April of 2010, this year,
在今年4月的时候,
they found something.
他们找到了一些东西。
If you see that, that is a chamber, that is a room.
假如你看这个图画, 事实上他们在一个房间的里面。
And Fox News says this.
在Fox的新闻他这样说,
the significance of this find is that for the first time in history, the discovery of Noah's Ark is well documented and revealed in the worldwide community. There is a tremendous amount of solid evidence that the structure found on Mount Ararat in eastern Turkey is the legendary Ark of Noah.
这一个所找到的东西是人类历史以来最精彩的一个东西, 它显示了挪亚方舟所留下来的建筑的东西。
So this is another picture. It is a beam.
这是另外一个照片，有一个架，一个。
What is a beam and a room doing on 4,000 meters above sea level on Mount Ararat?
一个有栋梁的房子在4000尺的高空上，到底为什么它留在那个地方呢？
This is another room, and it has a little chest in it.
另外，这是另外一个房间。And
it has straw.
它里面有一些稻草。
Where did that come from?
从哪里来的呢？
This is another.
这是另外一个.
They're climbing through stalls and windows and doors and into another room, room by rooms and hallways.
他们爬这个屋房间，一个一个爬去，爬到另外一个房间去.
This is a staircase.
这是一个楼梯.
And obviously that's made of wood. You can see that.
看起来真的它是用一个木头所建造的.
This is another staircase.
这是另外一个上去的楼梯.
What are these staircases doing on top of the mountain?
在这样的楼梯，在这么高的高山，为什么做什么呢？
This is also a ceiling, a picture of a ceiling.
这是他看到一个屋顶.
Continue. You can find this online. The explorers. And then they found a large chamber.
然后他们找到一个非常大的一个房间。
The chamber is about 1/3 the size of this room.
大概1/3的这个房间的大。
And it is approximately this height. It is 3 stories high.
但它得有3层楼这么高的一个房子。
Where did you get a 3-story high chamber?
我们去哪里拿这么高的一个这个房间呢？
And not 4, not 2, not 1, but 3.
而是有三层。
And that was the design for Noah's Ark.
然后这是挪亚方舟的设计的。
This is the staircase from the mountain leading down into those chambers.
这是一个楼梯，从那个高山呢，慢慢的可以走到这个地方。
And this is Panda Lee pointing out those staircases.
这是Panda Lee，他指着这个房间。
This picture, those guys, they're having a conference in Hong Kong.
他们这些人后来有一个新闻记者会在香港。
They are not holding out Wisconsin ginseng.
他们不是拿着Wisconsin的人参。
They are holding out what?
你知道他们拿什么吗？
Now, the guy with the mustache and that Caucasian guy on the left, on the third one from the left, they are Turkish officials documenting that this is a true find.
这个有胡子的跟另外旁边的人,他们是土耳其的官员,他们在证实他们所找到的东西。
What did they find?
他们找到什么呢?
Wood and rope.
他们找到一些木头,找到一些绳子。
They found some kind of white pellets, and then they took out some crystal there too.
他们找到一些白色的东西,里面有结晶的东西。
This is not Wisconsin ginseng.
绝对不会是Wisconsin的人参的。
And if you interpose the ark structure on what they found there,
若是把他们的所找到的地方想象一下他们这个建筑物的话, 可以看到三个不同的楼房。
One on the right, one in the back middle, and one in the way back. 3 sets of staircases.
有三个不同的楼梯，然后左边、中间跟旁边。
There are 2 separate large chambers, 3 levels high.
然后都有两个很大的一个房间，空间。
And the floor is flat.
然后它的地这个这个。
地板是平的。
The floor is flat. It's not rocky. It's not a cave. It is flat.
地板是平的，不是腰。
In between those two large chambers, they found four separate wooden rooms, connected wooden rooms.
在中间，他们又发现四个房间互相的连接在一起的。
Where did this come from?
这个从哪里来的？
If God's word is true, then yes, you would find the ark on Mount Ararat.
如果是上帝的话是真实的，你应该是可以在 Mount Ararat 可以找到这个方舟的。
Now we found a lot of evidence.
然后今天我们找到了确实的许多的证据。
God's word is true.
上帝的话语是真实的。
Mom and Dad's faith is not just blind faith.
父母亲的信仰并不是一个迷信而已。
It used to be others accusing us, we have the blind faith, now they have to prove this is not true.
很多的时候过去的人说基督徒是迷信但是事实上今天这个证实一个真理的事情
Now they have to disprove this is not Noah's Ark
除非他们能够证明这个不是挪亚的方舟
99.9% this is Noah's Ark
99.9% 相信这是挪亚方舟
You can go online and check all this out
各位可以上网可以
And you can also find people who object to this. But then, so far I've read up on all, most of their objections, they have nothing to say. But, oh yeah, that's fake.
但是对于那些反对人，他们事实上他们实在没有办法说这个是。
They have nothing to say.
他们没有可以说什么批评。
They say they don't believe this, but they have nothing to say.
他们说他们不相信，但他们却没有办法说更多的事情。
And God's word says on Mount Ararat in Turkey.
然后上帝却很正式的说在 Mount Ararat 在土耳其这个地方
Now we come back to Noah
我们再回到挪亚
And so Noah blesses He said Blessed be the Lord the God of Shem Let's turn on the
上帝说神要祝这耶和华闪的神他要值得称颂的
He said May God extend the territory of Japheth
上帝说让这个亚弗的土地可以睁开
And then may Japheth come in to live in the tents of Shem.
让亚弗入住在这个闪的帐篷的里面
This is the known world at that time.
这个是当时候的世界所知道的世界
And Mount Ararat is smack in the center of Turkey.
Mount Ararat 在土耳其的中间
So Japheth is the Caucasian, the hunkies. Right, Phil, Bishop?
Yeah. 亚弗就是我们现在一般的西方的人
So,Japheth takes where? Takes Europe and northern Siberia and India.
我们知道亚佛他通常在欧洲甚至有一些去了这个印度。
Why India?
为什么印度呢？
If you notice the... Don't tell me about noses, okay? That's not the point. Sanskrit is the base language for Hindu.
对印度人讲
Sanskrit
Sanskrit 是他们的语言
How do you say father in Sanskrit?
你知道 father 父亲怎么说吗
Potter How do you say mother in Sanskrit?
在 Sanskrit 母亲怎么说呢
Mother How do you say sister in Sanskrit?
在姐姐怎么说呢
Sister They're gangster
Gangster
So Sanskrit and Anglo-Saxon have the same language etymology.
印度的语言跟这个欧洲的语言，事实上他们基本上是很类似的。
That's why if you go on that as well, the Persians, Medo-Persians, they're all Caucasians.
对这些在波斯的人，甚至在印度的人，事实上他们的根源事实上是西方的种族。
Then you have Ham.
还有一个韩族。
Ham means hot.
Ham是很热的意思。
And where did Ham take?
韩他们来去哪里呢
He took all of Africa, north and south.
他们去北非洲。
That leaves Shem.
剩下一个闪。
Shem stayed in the Middle East.
闪他们住在中东的地方。
And he went to China.
他们去了中国。
Between the rivers.
在两河的流域的地方
The world civilizations began in two places between two rivers.
世界的文明的发生开始于两河流域的
And so Mesopotamia means two rivers. Mesopotamia, Euphrates and Tigris River means two rivers.
Yeah,
and Yellow River and Yangtze River, two rivers.
长江跟黄河也是两条河。
And there are parallels to these.
他们两个是彼此平行的。
Most likely because they saw one, they went to, I don't know, I'm just guessing on that one. But Shem, if you go according to what's left and also the development of language, if you study Hebrew and if you study Chinese, they are both labeled under Oriental language.
你若是研究中文或者是希伯来文，你会发现他们都是象形文的字形，他们有很多类似的东西。
And so, how do you read Hebrew?
Hebrew 怎么念呢？
From right to left.
从左边到右边。
Right? How do you read Chinese?
中文怎么念呢？
From right to left.
也是右边到左边。
That's why it's kind of messed up.
有时候我们会搞错。
Right? I don't know, sometimes if it's, you know, 昌永 or 永昌, I don't know how to go there. But then, Chinese you can read...Good Chinese is up and down, right to left.
一个标准的中文是从上到下，从右到左。
And so, Hebrew also started as a picture language.
希伯来文也是一个象形的一个字形。
And so, Chinese and Hebrew actually have the same similar etymological word origin roots.
在语言学的里面，这两种语言其实是非常的类似的。
So now we know where the sons went.
我们知道这个闪族他们去哪里。
And God's word tells us that he blessed Japheth.
我们知道上帝说他祝福亚佛。
So that his territory, the white territory, will increase.
而他们所居住的环境会增加。
So Japheth takes not only northern Siberia and Europe, where else does Japheth take?
另外除了在北非之外他们去哪里吗北欧之外他们去哪
里 North and South America
他们事实上也来了北美跟南美
And they also took Australia
他们也拿了这个澳大利亚
And they also took what? Antarctica, South Pole
他们也拿了南极
So all the major continents and land Japheth got
所以对整个世界而言亚佛的后代他们拿了世界上大多数
No coincidenceNoah had already decided that.
这不是一个偶然的，因为在挪亚那个时候，上帝已经这样说。
But let's talk about world empire.
但是我们讲到世界的大国的时候呢。
The first world empire was the Egyptian empire.
知道埃及是世界上第一个最大的国家。
And Egypt is called is of Ham.
然后我们知道埃及人他们是汉。
And so if you visit the Egypt and Cairo today, you will see major construction there of Ham.
然后你如果今天去埃及，你会看到他们的大的这些建筑都是含他们的建筑物。
But God through Moses judged Ham and took the empire and brought it to Jerusalem.
然后因为上帝的审判在临到了埃及，以至于上帝拯救了以色列百姓到了中东。
After Moses leaves Israel, after Moses takes Israel out of Egypt, Egypt is no longer a player.
当以色列人他们摩西带着以色列百姓离开埃及之后，埃及就在世界上没
有。And then God fulfills His promise by blessing Solomon, and He increased all his land to that big piece right now.
因为上帝应许祝福所罗门，所以他的地图有这么大。
But did God's people continue to worship God?
但是上帝的百姓却没有继续的住
They worship other idols.
他们敬拜了其他的偶像。
So God destroyed Israel.
所以上帝就毁灭了以色列。
And the world empire moved again, this time to Assyria.
然后世界的这个重要的大国就离开了当时的地方而到了亚述。
国度到了亚述。Then from the Assyrian empire, it went to the...Babylonian Empire.
从亚述就到了巴比伦。
And then from the Babylonian to the Persian Empire.
从巴比伦就到了波斯。
Then from the Persian Empire to the Greek Empire.
然后从波斯就到了希腊。
So that's why if you look at some Indian statues, they look very Greekish.
所以你如果是看印度的这些建筑，他们有时候看起来很像这个希腊的建筑。
If you look at some of the Indian statues, they look very Hellenistic or Greekish.
所以你如果是看这些印度的建筑，他们看起来好像哈伦时代的那个建筑，或者是希腊的建筑。
After the Greek Empire came the Roman Empire.
然后希腊之后是罗马。
Now let's do a review. Come on, kids. You went through geography. First, it was Egypt, and then it went to Israel.
我们从埃及到以色列。
And then it went to Babylon.
我们到巴比伦。
And then it went to Athens.
然后我们到了雅典,
and then it went to Rome.
然后到罗马,
and then it went to
Spain.
Come on, Winnie Marie?
Winnie.
Where did you get?
Portugal.
Alright? Where's Mike Chan?
Mike Chan.
Why, Mike?
Mike.
Where's the next one? Your home country.
Home country. Mike Chan的家乡.
What's his home country? He's got nothing to do with Europe. He's from Macau.
他是从澳门来的.
But if you were born in Macau, what type of passport do you hold?
你如果在澳门生的话, 你知道你拿什么护照吗?
Portuguese.
土耳其, 葡萄牙.
What's the name for Taiwan?
你知道台湾怎么来的吗?
Formosa. Who gave that name to Taiwan?
你知道谁给他们这个台湾这个名字吗?
The Portuguese.
葡萄牙人.
Later on, the Spanish. And Formosa means beautiful island, 宝岛,
Formosa,
美丽岛.
Formosa is the beautiful island.
And that's why the empire went from Rome to Portugal.
所以呢, 当时的世界帝国从罗马到了波多亚,
but then 1492, that empire went west, east, northeast to where?
然后1942年的时候, 从那个西边到哪里呢?
Isabel and Ferdinand, yes, to Madrid, Spanish.
然后西班牙,
then it went to where?
然后去,
Paris, the French.
The French.
Then it went where?
然后去哪里呢?
London.
伦敦.
So all of the world time is measured by what? Greenwich.
所以我们世界的这个时间是安克列治的时间.
The Greenwich time, which is measured by London. The Western Hemisphere and the Eastern Hemisphere is divided by London. They were the world empire. That's why those who were born in Hong Kong previous to 1997. What kind of passport do you hold? British.
British, 英国.
Yeah, Hong Kong, 99 year lease.
99年的签约.
And so these were the world empires.
这些就是当时候世界的这些帝国.
But it didn't stop there.
然后并没有停止于那里.
Where did it go?
他们去哪里?
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C., 美国.
And so it has gone from the Middle East to Europe and now to North America.
从中东到欧洲, 从欧洲, 现在到了美国.
Is it staying there?
是不是停在那里呢?
3 years ago, I told people that you don't have to invest too much money in the stock market. It's not going to go beyond
10,500 points.
And they said, no, this is a good time because it's going down.
我们那些人说,
it went up a little bit, but it still stayed at 10,000 points. Not that I'm a stock market analyst. I'm not. But then the world economics and the world empire power has left America. Now what index are people following?
你知道现在人他们根据什么呢?
Beijing. Hong Kong.
Hang Seng.
Right? And so now it's all China. But let's review that again. First it was Egypt. That was with Ham. Then it went to Israel. That was to Shem. Then it was Babylon, still Shem. And then the Medo-Persian, that went to Japheth. And it stayed with Japheth to Athens, the Greeks. Then to Rome, Italy.
那罗马, 意大利,
Lisbon, Portugal.
葡萄牙,
Madrid, Spain.
西班牙,
Paris, France.
法国,
London,
英国,
UK. And then, of course, United States, Washington, D.C. But unless we get too proud, it's going to Beijing. And now we're double proud. I'm American and I'm Chinese.
我是美国人,
be very double humble. It's not
going
to stay there. Where is it going to go?
下一个要去哪里呢?
It goes back to Jerusalem.
下一个要回到以色列.
The gospel took a full circle and now it's in China.
福音好像走了一圈, 现在回到了中, 在中国的地方.
Isaiah 49:12.
以赛亚书第49章12节.
It says, Behold, these shall come from far and low, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim.
这些从远方来，这些从北方来，从西方来，这些是从秦国来的。
And those of you who take the NIV, dump it.
假如你用 NIV 的话，可以把它划掉。
NIV has a footnote, Sinim.
NIV 的有一个注解说是西尼。
Go for the ESV now.
你可以看 ESV 了。他换一个 ESV 了。
And it's a big ESV.
大的一个 ESV 版本。
You get into a fight, this will protect you. This is the sword of God.
你知道这是上帝的宝剑。
This is also large print because right now I wear bifocals, man, big time.
这是大印的，因为它是已经是老。
I might look young, but I'm 47 years old. Now I need bifocals.
看起来年轻了，已经47岁了。
Well, I look doesn't mean you believe I'm young. Okay, anyway, so get the ESV Study Bible, the best.
这是一个最好的英文版本。
So mom and dad, get your kids the ESV Study Bible. It is the best.
父母亲给你孩子 ESV 的版本。
Okay, dump your NIVs.
把 NIV 不要了。
The land of Sinim. What is Sinim?
秦国是什么呢？虚拟是什么呢？
What is, if you go across the street to take Chinese major, what is Chinese major called?
今天你都是去学中文，你知道中文他们称什么呢？
Sinology.
Sinology.
It comes from this term.
从这个名词来的。
If you go to Chicago, you look at a travel agency says Sino-American.
你去芝加哥，你看 Sino-American.
What does that mean? China, America.
中国跟美国。
Sinim is the people of 秦。
悉尼是当时候的我们中国的所谓的秦。
That's why the 和合版translates it and says 秦国
That's why 和合本我们把它翻译这个字我们叫做秦国
But you have to understand
你必须要了解
Isaiah was written 722 BC
你要知道以赛亚书是720年以前主前720年以前写的
Emperor Qin and the Xi'an Terracotta Warriors weren't even there
在那个时候我们中国的秦始皇事实上还没有开始
You are, those who went to Xi'an? Anyone been to
Xi'an?
And you've seen the Terracotta Warriors?
看他那个 Terracotta 这个
兵马俑
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 Something like that. And 秦始皇 is not to be born for another 500 years.
要500年之后秦始皇才出生在以赛亚写这个书的。
But our Bible had already recorded some guy named 秦
但是我们的圣经已经要写到有一个将来有一个叫做秦国
的人 And the people of 秦
从秦来的人
And if you look at Isaiah chapter 49
如果在以赛亚书49章十二节的话
The context is the restoration of Israel
这个里面的内容是谈到以色列的复兴的事情
And he says These shall come from afar from the north and from the west and from the land of Sinim
他说要从远方来从北方来从西方来而从这些秦国来
Now depends how you define Israel Depends how you define Israel
你要怎么样看你怎么定义以色列
If you see Israel as a political state this still works
假如你看以色列是一个国家的话这也应用的
In 1917
在1917年的时候
The Treaty of Balfour
Balfour 的一个协议的里面
The British had originally agreed to set up the state of Israel in Palestine.
在那个时候，英国已经同意在巴勒斯坦这个地方建立一个国家。
And so, at that time there was it didn't happen until 1948.
然后事实上并没有发生，一直到1948年之后才。
Because then there was the United Nations.
那个时候有联合国的产生。
And what are the United Nations five security permanent members?
在联合国的五个安全理事会的国家是哪五个国家呢
？Come on,
你知道吗
？China,
中国
，France,
法国
，England,
英国人
，United States,
美国
，and Russia. But if you look at that, it says from the north, that's Russia.
往的北国是从俄国来的。
From the west,
从西方来的。
France, England, United States.
美国，这些都是西方。
But he names Sinim.
然后他也说到悉尼。
So in 1947 actually.
在1947年的时候。
On the island of Malta.
在 Malta 这个岛上。
老蒋 Chiang Kai-shek.
老蒋 蒋介石。
Was told by his Methodist wife.
被他的 的太太，蒋夫人
，Go to Europe，
去欧洲
，Sit down with Churchill，
跟 Churchill 坐在一起
，Sit down with Stalin，
跟史达林坐在一起
，Sit down with Roosevelt，
跟 Roosevelt 坐在一起
，Sit down with these guys and agree with what they say。
同意他们上次所说的东西。
How hard it is to get all five Security Council members to agree.
你知道这要五个安全理事会人同意是很不容易的事情。
Very hard.
非常不容易。
And yet in 1947, all five countries said, "Go ahead."
但是在1947年，这五个国家说可以了。
Israel was born.
以色列在这时候就产生了。
So if you see this as an interpretation of politics, it works.
假如你是从政治的角度来看的话，这个应许事实上实现。
If you take this as Israel being the church of God.
假如你看以色列是上帝国的这个教会的建立的话
Then yes, God has used the north and the west because all those were missionaries to the world.
然后我们看上帝使用北国跟西国，因为他们成为宣教士。
Swedish, Russian, European, those were the first of missionaries to China.
对欧洲的这些国家，他们是来中国传道最早的宣教士。
And our most famous missionary to China is what? Hudson Taylor.
你知道最有名的是戴德森。
He's from England.
他是从英国来的。
So it was all the Western missionaries. This works.
如果是我们看西方的宣教士，是的，这个应许也实现。
But then the one that God names by name is Sinim.
然后上帝却特别的说希尼。
And in the 21st century, that's becoming true.
然后在21世纪的时候，将成为一个实现。
For the restoration of God's church, I believe He has called the Chinese, the people of Sinim, to stand up and restore Israel.
在21世纪，上帝要建立他自己的教会，是借着中国人来。
Those of you who are ABCs or CBCs,
我们 ABC 或 CBC
人 born,
或者是加拿大生
的 same,
都一样。
You say, huh?
你说 huh?
God didn't make a mistake, did he?
上帝有没有做错事情吗？
He made you Chinese for a purpose.
他生你今天是一个中国人是有目的的。
Because mom and dad speak broken English.
Mom and dad speak broken, 说讲破烂中文。
Their English was learned from Russell Peters.
他们的英文是从 Russell Peters 那里学来的。
You look like nice guy, I give you good price.
你穿一个好的衣服，我就给你好的价钱。
But you speak perfect English.
但是你又是说一个完美的英文的话。
If you're white and you want to go to the Muslim world to preach, they will kill you.
假如你是白的，你要去回教世界，他们会把你杀了。
But if you're Chinese looking,
但是你要看起来像一个中国人。
And you go to the Middle East,
你去中东的话，
they'll welcome you.
他们会非常的欢迎你的。
2006, remember 2006?
记得2006年的话吗？
A group of Westerners were abducted by the terrorists.
在2006年，很多的一群这西方人被他们
in Iraq,
在伊朗的地方，他们。
伊拉克
地方，他们被
恐怖分子 the terrorists
被绑劫了
from the and then there were also six Fu Zhou workers who were abducted.
同时有六个福州的工作人也被绑架了。
And then Hu Jintao said,
胡锦涛他说
，I want them in 1 week.
他说我要他们一个礼拜可以得到自由。
All six Fu Zhouese went back to Beijing within 1 week.
所以在一个礼拜之后，六个福州的工人就回到了中国。
And so you see these footages on YouTube, these masked terrorists, and they're going, go 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 go.
在 YouTube 看那个带那个这个片子上面就可以看得到。
If you're a Westerner, they will shoot you. They will behead you.
假如是西方的人，他会把他们杀了。
If you're Chinese-looking Oriental, they like you.
但是假如你是中国人看起来的人，他会喜欢你。
We have been given a very special responsibility.
对我们有上帝赋予我们特别的一个责任。
So the ABCs, we have been given a special responsibility.
今天我们 ABC 上帝给我们特别的身份跟责任。
Nathan, you weren't born into the Wang family for nothing.
你在王家生并不是没有原因的。
Angela, I didn't choose to be born into Chinese.
我并不选择我要作为一个中国人的。
God made you Chinese.
但是上帝却生你是一个中国人。
And with the gospel now that you have,
今天我们还有一个福音。
We are rich in gospel and we are rich in resources.
今天我们在福音的里面充满
The
United States is 5% of the world population. We consume 65% of the world resources.
享受了65%世界上的这个资源。
The poorest person in the United States is still within the 5% richest people of the world.
所以贫穷的人在美国人在世界上也是最有钱的人。
We've got the resources.
因为我们有上帝的资源。
But now God has called you and me, Tianim,
然后上帝今天呼召你我们这些秦国的人,
to the restoration of His church.
为了他的教会的重新的建立。
And it's happening.
现在事实上在发生。
You go to Argentina, Argentina.
如果是去 Argentina 的话, 南美,
the end of the world, it's called.
哎, 我们讲说这个是世界的末日。
世界最南边的地方。 At the southernmost tip of Argentina,
去那个最南边的这个 Argentina 这个地方,
it is a tourist town.
事实上是一个观光的地方。
And so any one of you who saw penguins, March of the Penguins,
看过这个企鹅吧,
okay. You want to go to Antarctica, you have to leave this port.
如果是你要去南极,
at that port in Argentina, there are no McDonald's.
在那个地方没有麦当劳的,
there are no Burger Kings.
没有Burger King,
no Kentucky Fried Chicken.
没有Kentucky Chicken.
But there's Fujianese.
但是有福州人开的中国餐馆。
You order what?
你要什么?
Adonde. Right, where? Right? Deliver pickup! Right? And these are Fujianese who are believers!
这些福州人你知道吗?他们是信徒。
In Western Europe, the fastest growing church is the Wenzhou Church!
在西方的世界成长最快的教会是温州人的教会。
Thank you, Lord.
我们要感谢主。
He's using the Chinese to bring the gospel to the ends of the world. He has named us by name. We've got a big responsibility. So now, what are you going to do, English speaking Chinese? The world empire now is moving towards Beijing.
今天这个世界的帝国已经慢慢地走向了中国, 北京。
But it's not going to stop there.
并不会停止于那里的。
Two things I worry for China.
对中国有两件很担心的事情。
One thing I'm very glad about.
第一个是我很以为荣的事情。
Because estimates say there are over 100 million Christians in China.
一般来讲现在中国已经有一亿的中国的基督徒了。
That's a lot.
那是很多人。
But then, two things about China that I worry about. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 9 verse 16, there will be a military of 200 million man army that will invade Israel. Look in your Bibles. Revelation chapter 9 verse 16.
在启示录第9章第16节
1967年的时候 Mao Zedong, Chairman Mao, announced to the world, I have 200 million.
在毛泽东那个时候他说我有2亿的人。
He scared the world spitless.
实际上他那个时候把世界都惊吓了。
But he had it.
但他做了。
But now, that's the prophecy. It's going to happen. If Noah's Ark is found in Mount Ararat, God's prophecy, it's going to happen. But there's another country that qualifies for 200 million. India. But which one is more likely? China, since 1979, has done double-digit economic growth.
然后在1970年之后，中国的经济的发展每一年都2位数的成长。
That is incredible.
这是一个不太可能的事情。But
today, wow.
但是今天却发生，事实上发生。But
how do you keep up a double-digit economic growth?
然后如何能够让2位数字的经济发展继续持续呢?
You need two crucial elements.
你有2个很重要的事情必须要做到。
You need people.
第一,你需要人。
You need oil.
第二个,你需要油。
China does not make enough oil for itself.
中国并不产油。
And you need people.
你需要人。
Since 1975, what policy has China instituted?
你知道从1975年以后中国开始什么政策吗？
One child policy.
一家只能有一个孩子。
And so many of the families from China, you only have one kid.
所以我们从中国来的家庭，你只能有一个孩子。
I have five older sisters.
总共是有五个兄弟姐妹。
One younger sister.
还有一个年轻的姐妹。
Guess what did my father want?
你知道我父亲要什么吗？
A son.
一个儿子。
And so, strike one, strike two, strike three, strike four, strike five. Number six, son, finally.
一二三四五到六，终于得了儿子。
You know what my dad told me when I got married?
当他结婚的时候，他父亲告诉他。
He said, Andy, don't give Hillary any money until she bears you a son.
他说不要给你的太太钱，等到她生了孩子儿子以后才给
他。This is 1992.
你知道这1992年的时候。
I said, okay, Dad.
我说哦好。
Thank you, Lord. The first one was Emmett.
感谢主，第一个就是 Emmett， 就是男孩。
So now you go on Google, look up populationchina.gov, and it will give you a close to 40 million men who will not find wives.
今天你如果去 Google 找的话，你会找到40 million
4000万
的男生找不到太太。
Cannot.
他们不能找到太太。
And so in the countries of Vietnam, Laos, and Burma, a lot of littlegirls are being abducted and sold into China to be brides.
所以在今天中国南部的好几个国家，他们的女孩子被绑架，绑到中国，卖给中国人做媳妇。
40 million is 20 Wisconsins.
40 million 是 Wisconsin 的20倍。
40 million, no wives.
这些孩是4000万。
4000万
没有，将没有太太。
Ladies, you are in luck.
今天你若是女士的话。
If you're looking for 老公 yeah, you know where to go.
你要找老公的话，你知道去哪里找先生。
Over here, they go. Over there, your hot item.
在这边不行，去那边就可以找到。
You know, 40 million, take your pick. You're gonna hit something, right?
你总是可以找到一个先生。
No oil and no women.
没有油，也没有女孩。
What is the one thing that will settle a guy down?
但是你知道，对一个男性他
What will settle him down? 给他，
我让他们能够稳定下来。
What is the one thing?
是一件事情。
Nothing else does it like this thing does.
没有一件事情像这样这么重要的。
Marriage.
结婚。
Once you have a family, the guy settles down.
当你结婚之后，通常一般那个男生呢，就他就会安分一点。
Without that, they are dangerous.
没有结婚的话，他们事实上是很危险。
Very dangerous.
非常危险。
Yeah, 40 million very dangerous men in China. What are you going to do?
在中国有这么多未婚的人，你怎么办呢？
Where do you get the wives?
他们去哪里找太太呢？
That is political and social unrest that China is sitting on.
事实上，这将是一个政治甚至社会的一个问题，中国将要面对的。
So no oil and no women. What are you going to do?
如果是没有油，没有女孩子，怎么办呢？
What are you going to do?
你要怎么办？
I don't know.
我不知道。
But I know what Hitler did.
我们知道希特勒他怎么做的。
1933, he promised Germany, because Germany was 50% unemployment.
我们知道1933年的时候，德国有相当多的这个失业的人。
50%。
50%失业率的。
And he promised, I give you 0% unemployment.
他告诉他们，我将让你们所有人都有工作。
And everyone went, oh yes, good guy, good guy.
所有人都鼓掌，好人，好人，好人。
And so he became dictator.
然后他成为一个独裁者。
And then he declared war.
然后他就宣告了战争。
So he would ask you, do you have a job?
他会问说，你有没有工作呢？
You don't have a job?
你没有工作。
Go to the army or be shot.
他说，你要么就去军队，不然就把你打死。
And so half the population went into the army. The other population, called the Jews, he terminated.
所以呢，有一半的人他们进入了这个军队，但是有一半的所谓的以色列人，犹太人他们。
He delivered 0% unemployment.
他实现那个每一个人都可以有工作的事情。
0% unemployment, 失业率零。
失业率零。
I don't know what China is going to do. I'm praying that God will use China for the gospel and not to attack Israel. Because it's not going, the world empire is not going to stay in Beijing. It's going to go to Jerusalem. And don't get caught up in this world, in this empire. This is what you really want. This is called New Jerusalem. This is just a picture graph, but then the point being that the real world we want is God's kingdom. And I pray that God will use China for the delivering of the gospel to the world. That God will be merciful. But then you and I have a mission. The older generation, they go grab the Chinese speaking. But the English speaking, we go to the world. Who has the greater responsibility? English side. God did not made you Chinese for nothing.
神创造你是一个中国人，并没有，并不是没有原因的。
You and I have a special responsibility. We are to proclaim the Lion of Judah.
我们要宣扬这个犹大的这个狮子的这个王。
And we are to proclaim the saving grace of the sacrificial Lamb of God.
我们要宣扬那个被杀的牺牲的。
And if we display unity and love, and if we lift up the cross of Jesus Christ, then we not only go to them, they will come to us for the gospel. Across the street, UWM. The world comes to UWM. What are we doing for UWM? This place can sit 650 easy. I'm hoping we fill this with 650 UWM and many students. There's 25,000 students across the street. You don't have to go to the world. The world has come to you. What are we going to do?
我们做什么呢?
I hope that we will be a going church. God says, go! This is His global plan of redemption.
上帝说去,
and I hope that CCCM will go as the people of Sinim. And I hope that those are ABCs that you will go as the people of Sinim. And that I hope that everyone will either by prayer or by pennies or by person go.
或者我们借着祷告，我们借着一个人，我们而然后我们 去
Right across the street.
跨街.
You've got your mission.
你有你的使命,
now go and do it.
现在就应该去,
let's bow our heads and pray.
我们一起祷告,
Father in heaven, thank you.
父神，我们感谢你,
bless us.
求你祝福我们,
this is your word.
这是你自己的话语,
and you prove true 100%.
然后你100%地证实它的确实性。
Then Father, fulfill your word. Fulfill your prophecies. And may you fulfill them through us, your people. Thank you so very much. And whether we speak Chinese, whether we speak English, may we speak the language of love of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. We give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 我们请起立，我们一起唱一首诗歌，好不好？
Shall we stand and we sing of Him?
唱我们刚刚唱过的何等恩典。
How could it be?
How could it be?